This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I've got to fight the urge to replead my case every time that I hear that. But you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atitula. Figgy Fig, always hanging out with you. And you on a Thursday here. I'm super excited for football. Football!
It is.
Next week.
Less than a week away. How about that?
Mere days
away. When y'all going to be out there? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
In that heat, baby. In that heat.
Yep.
Y'all better not be crying about it either.
Oh, I'm going to be crying like crazy.
I won't.
I'm going to be whining and crying the whole time.
It's hot.
But it is my favorite time of the
year. Can we go inside and broadcast?
It is my favorite time of the year.
The heat or the football?
The training camp.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm trying to see which part.
Training camp is awesome. It really is. It really is.
I am excited.
It's really good when the fans are out there too, man.
Oh, yeah.
You can just hear that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to get out there and see it up close and personal, and see this team,
mm-hmm.
and particularly this offensive line that's been the thing that we've been clamoring for since, I mean, how long? It's been months that we're like, we cannot wait to see what this team has in store on the offensive line. And so anytime we get little nuggets that give us some insight into how they're moving, it's always good to get. And Jake Andrews provides a little bit of that. Now we got a little bit of the release of Jake Andrews' sit down with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, always doing a great job interviewing the fellas on the team. And this was an interesting one, was it not?
It was really interesting to me. And you know, as soon as we saw Jake Andrews really starting to take first team reps, and they rotated for a day or two at center, but then it became pretty abundantly clear that Jake Andrews was going to be. It was going to be his job to lose, and I think it's still that.
I don't even know if I want to go just that far, and we'll get deeper into that as we go. But at the very least, you are right. Like, it feels like whenever they put out what we'd imagine to be the first team offensive mm-hmm. line, he seems to be at center, and he hasn't played that many games in the league. However, a lot of familiarity with the offense, and you hear
and
that
the offensive line coach
and the offensive line coach in particular. In fact, let's start there. This is a cut two. Cole Popovich, and this is Jake Andrews talking about his familiarity with Cole Popovich.
Whenever somebody asks me about Pop, I just, the thing that comes to my mind is winning. That's all he wants to do is win. Mm-hmm. He wants to win football games. He wants to go home, hang out with his family. He wants to come back the next day and start winning again. You know what I mean? Awesome dude. I wouldn't be here without him, and I'll go ahead and say that. I wouldn't say that about a lot of people. There's probably only two people I would say that about, but he's definitely one of them. He came to Troy my senior year. I'd been trying since I was knee-high to a cricket, trying to play center. Nobody would ever let me do it all growing up. And then he finally came in, and I guess he was smart enough or dumb enough, whichever one you want to look at it, and he let me do it. And like I said, without him, I wouldn't be here. He's a great man of God, a fierce competitor, even just as a coach. Really smart, very detailed in the things he does. And like I said, I'm very lucky to be here with him and to have been with him in Troy.
Let me double down. It is his job to lose. It is his job to lose. Keep in mind, you know, Cole Popovich got the job, got the elevation to line coach. One of the first players they bring in, that dude. To me, it's crystal clear. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, Popovich had some familiar.
I would argue that's a bad thing, at least if you are willing to accept.
Anointing.
If you want to accept the internal logic that this team has continually given us over the offseason, which is what, Lopez?
Competition.
Competition.
Yeah, yeah.
So the idea, look, there was, and I'm not saying this is exactly like that, but last year, what was one of the complaints that people had about what was happening with this offensive line? It felt like dudes were given the job. And look, I can't really assess Jake Andrews' capability running the system because, one, I ain't seen it. Mm-hmm. And two, I have not seen him operate in that. That's one of the beauties of us getting out there on those practice fields and getting an idea and getting actual visual representation of what that is. But if we talk in competition, I don't know that you, or not even, I don't know. It should not be a coordination ahead of time. Although I will say, I am giving them the benefit of the doubt and saying that he's not there because I do think that he has had that space. But I think it's also from a perspective kind of similar to what you were talking about with Trent Brown. The familiarity that he already has, I think, allows him to maybe be ahead and also allows him to kind of help get everybody else accustomed to what we're trying
to do. I think there's going to be a competition. Of course there is. That's what training camp is about. What I'm saying, though, is every coach has particular players that once they get the job, they're like, I like that guy. I'm familiar with that guy. I know what he can do in this system. And let's just be honest. The reality is he has an advantage, that player.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't have an advantage.
The coach brings him in. He's familiar. All those things I just said. I feel like Jake Andrews is going to be, it's his job to lose.
See, I think advantage and his job to lose are not the same thing in my mind.
Yeah.
And so that's where I will quibble with it. But I get it. I get where you're coming from. I understand how someone can logically get to that place looking at the way that this is situated. And in that same vein, Jake Andrews was asked, What does it feel like to help foster the familiarity for this offensive line room?
Yeah, for me, it's easier because I ran this system, exact system, different verbiage in college, my senior year, my rookie year when I was in New England, I ran the same thing with Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
And so for me, it's been pretty easy because I can communicate with guys who are seeing this stuff for the first time.
Right.
And, you know, it's easy for me to say, hey, well, you know, we used to do it this way. And I know what Cole wants, Popovich. Yep. I know what he wants. I know what he wants stuff to look like. And so maybe we didn't get to it in a meeting. Maybe we didn't get to talk about it during the walkthrough. But when we get out there and I'm talking to guys about stuff in the locker room, I can let them know, like, hey, let's try this differently. Yep. Hey, oh, he wants this to look like that when you've got, you know, X, Y, Z out there in front of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And so I don't know what you got out of that, but my big takeaway was, you know, I think that's something that they're going to have across the line of scrimmage. You mentioned Trent Brown for that same reason. He can help people along to varying degrees, other players on the offensive line as well. It's very clear to me that the kind of the term phrase of the day when it comes to the Texans offensive line is five fingers in a glove.
Agreed.
Five fingers in a glove. Everybody knowing what exactly they need to do, how they like to do it, how Cole Popovich and Nick Caley like to do it. And so, again, maybe it's an advantage. But in his case, you know, I think it's more than that. I think he's, you know, he's going to be relied on a lot.
But, you know, one of the things that I do find interesting about this whole dynamic of obviously Jake Andrews coming in with some understanding and what he's saying there, he's like, I can be basically like I can help, mm-hmm. you know, be the guy that keeps everybody on task, that mm-hmm. helps them, you know, fall in line with what Cole absolutely wants. A kind of coach on the field of sorts,
yeah.
to help continue to pass on that message. But also, I think that could be interpreted as the standard is the standard, right? That mm-hmm. that kind of sentiment. And that's been a mentality that is very clear to see on this team, especially on the defense, where D'Amico really yeah. is hands-on. It feels like the offensive line has been a room that has not necessarily had enough of that mentality of the standard is the standard, right? It feels like yeah. one of the things that made people the most mad last season is getting after games, seeing videos, hearing cuts from guys in the locker room seeming to maybe pass on responsibility and, hey, this is the reason why, maybe excuses. And obviously, I think we can understand and we can acknowledge that there were things that were going on yeah. that were outside of the purview of the guys themselves. But it feels like what Jake Andrews is talking about here, and hopefully what that ultimately manifests itself as, is these are the things, this is the way it has to be done in order for us to get right, in order for us to be five fingers in a glove.
Yeah.
And I think that if that is an advantage for him, what have you, I think that is something that we've talked about generally, this offensive line room needing, is somebody that can help establish yeah. that standard and hold accountable all guys in that room.
Yeah, totally agree. I think, you know, and whether that, like Trent Brown, it also might be this, like guys like Trent Brown might have been brought in specifically with that in mind, just because of where he is in his career. And Jake Andrews might have been brought in with that in mind and the fact that he thinks he can be an anchor. You know, the varying degrees of what their input's going to be.
And let's go ahead and I'll hold on to this one, let's go ahead and run it, because I did tease it. I did say that, hey, man, he's giving us a little bit of insight on the offense, and I think that a lot of people enjoyed what it sounded like. Jake Andrews, what do you got to say about this offense?
The ball is going to be run. I tell you that yeah. much. We're going to run the football. Kaylee's doing a good job with putting all that stuff together. We're going to protect CJ or whoever's back there. Mm-hmm. Try to make it us five up front. We're going to try to make it our life's work to not have anybody in his lap mm-hmm. or touching him at all. We're going to pound the rock and we're going to air it out. We're going to keep people on their toes, and we're going to play tough physical football. And people are going to know when they wake up on Monday morning that they just got done playing the Houston Texans.
Nasty.
All right. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And I'm not saying they're going to stink. This is, again, five fingers in a glove. Everybody, you know, the cumulative is going to be better than any individual, all that. And that's what we're all hoping for. They're facing some really good pass rushers. They're facing some really good defensive fronts this year. And, you know, it better work. It better work, because the entire, you know, offense hinges on it.
No, for sure. Yeah. And I think you are right to acknowledge the idea. Hey, it's easier said than done, without yeah. saying that the saying is not genuine. That's not
yeah.
something that we have to engage in, but it is easier said than done. Everybody mm-hmm. can say what they would like to do. Are you able to execute it is always the question.
Right.
There's just something about the way that Jake Andrews carries himself.
Oh, yeah.
He said that so matter-of-factly mm-hmm. that it made me believe it. He's like, no, this is just what it is going to be. Not to the – and it's almost akin to, like, Dan Campbell. Like, no, we are going to be yeah. this type of team. We're going to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. And even then, like, Dan Campbell is almost a little bit more, I don't know, cartoonish is not the right word, but, like, animated. When mm-hmm. this was just, like, these are facts. When dudes get done with us, when they come back around to this facility on Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, they will know that they played the Texans physically. And I do love just that this is going to be the baseline mentality. The
yeah.
standard is the standard coming to the offensive line.
I agree.
If Jake Andrews is to be believed, and I want to believe him in this.
I do too.
I do as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. What's an old or weird word or phrase that you like to use? And especially, bonus points if you give us one in sports, like mm-hmm. someone in sports or one that relates to sports that you like to use. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.